the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
In an effort to promote the child life specialist profession, three experts in the field came together to present new research in their book, The Role of Child Life Specialists in Community Settings, published by IGI Global. I'm Emily Yip. The book's editors are Dr. Lindsay Murphy, Assistant Professor and Graduate Child Life Studies Program Director at Missouri State University, Kara Smith, Child Life Clinical Instructor at Missouri State, and Professor Genevieve Lowry from Bank Street College of Education. The book serves as an innovative guide for those interested in pursuing child life in diverse settings. It's also a catalyst to push the profession beyond its current healthcare boundaries. In recognition of Child Life Month, Murphy and Smith join me today to share more about the child life field and their book. Smith.
Child life does have its roots in the healthcare field. Those roots are really applicable to any setting, but essentially what we're doing as child life specialists is helping children cope with the stress and trauma related to challenging life experiences. Our kind of focus and angle that we take is that we're really there to help teach coping skills to decrease the effect of that trauma and stress on children. And then we're also there in real time as children are experiencing those things to help be that kind of external support system to help them navigate through those experiences that they encounter. And then we're also there in those kind of immediate after effects of that to continue to help kids process and deal with that stress, and then handing them off to other mental health professionals and other professionals in their community that can continue to provide that support long term.
According to Murphy, the number of child life specialists working in community settings has expanded greatly in the last 5 years or so.
I would say primarily the places I'm seeing it expand most widely would be in like the school setting, disaster, emergency, like first responder settings, certainly nonprofits and private practice. Other settings that we're seeing child life specialists more recently include like adoption, human trafficking, behavioral health, prisons, palliative care, hospice, which has also been one that's been around for a while.
Murphy explains the focus of child life specialists as compared to other professionals.
I often describe it as we're the proactive prevention and the mitigation in the midst. So trying to decrease all the sensory experience of what a disaster hitting your house is like, or even that immediate recovery when people are coming to help. And then I think at the point at which it transitions to another mental health professional is really once you are seeing not just normative reactions to a stressful or traumatic event, but those psychological reactions once that child is getting that diagnosis of something more significant than just a normative reaction to a traumatic event, that's when that would be that other mental health professional. So we try to mitigate getting to that point. We often work with our teammates to transition and recognize and assess children that need further mental health support than what we're trained to provide.
Smith offers an example of when a child visits a family member in prison for the first time.
You can imagine how overwhelming that experience would be just from a sensory perspective, not to mention the fact that they're about to have an encounter with a parent that they may or may not have seen for a very long time. So as a child life specialist, there's a number of things I would do. We would play through that experience before the child even got there, right? So we'd set up our little prison with our little people, depending on the age of the child. And we would walk through the process through play. With an older child, I might use a prep book that would show the pictures of each stage and letting the child ask questions. I would have real pictures of the real prison that they're going to, so it's accurate when they encounter it. And then I would also help provide some activities for the parent and child to do together once the kid gets in there to help with that kind of awkwardness that can be felt when you haven't seen someone for a long time. And then afterwards, we would do a debrief where we kind of play again through what was going on or use words if it's an older kid, just to kind of help that kid regulate and integrate everything that they experienced that day.
The new book covers topics such as grief, addiction, disaster relief, and family well-being. Murphy shares its purpose.
The three of us editors of the book, we all had our hands in different areas of community settings and had done different work in various settings. So we all felt really, really passionate about not only teaching the next generation of child life specialists about all these settings, but really pushing organizational leaders, pushing child life specialists themselves to think of child life, not just related to healthcare, but where else could we be using our competencies and continuing to push the field to continue to grow in the community settings. Every chapter we read and every chapter we edited, we thought, oh my gosh, I want to go do this job right now. But I do think it's really important to just see the diverse methods that child life specialists are utilizing and the diverse populations child life specialists are working with all over the world.
You can find this book online at igi-global.com. For a price discount, use the code IGI50. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.